Thank you guys for tuning in to our very first episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. I am joined here by the wonderful and beautiful Nikki Cross.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Guys, this is a brand new show for you and everybody else out there who loves music, and we are going to feature some wonderful musicians throughout Massachusetts, and you know, anybody who plays or performs in Massachusetts or is from the area, New England, doesn't matter, we are going to bring the music to you, and we're also going to give you guys a glimpse of the life stories behind the musician.
It's like a modern-day VH1 Behind the Music.
Yes, exactly.
It's a CGB Behind the Music.
I love it. Love it. We're going to make music great again.
We're making Mondays musical again,
that's
folks.
Right. That's right. So this show is going to debut on May 6th, and we're going to dub these Mondays, Musical Mondays, and telling you guys, you need to follow, subscribe, you know, whether you're listening to us on your favorite podcast streaming platform or you're watching our video on YouTube, wherever, we love you. We want you to make sure that you follow us, subscribe, because we're going to have some terrific episodes. And we're going to start off our first episode with a big bang, right?
Huge.
Huge. Some would say even random. So we'll find out who we have. But before we do, let's just kind of...
Let's find out about you, Chris.
We're going to deep dive into the host and co-host. I like this. So my name is Chris Guerra. I am a male. I am from the planet Earth, the Milky Way, universe. Should I stop? I should stop. Yes, but no. In all seriousness, I am a local plant here in the city of Gardner, Massachusetts, born and raised. And I have been a fan of music all my life. I'm also a photographer, artist, graphic artist. And I guess a little bit of a musician. I've been playing the piano since I was 14 years old. But I've always been involved with music, and I absolutely adore it. I used to watch MTV Kids back when they just played music videos. That was crazy.
Before it was, you know, pregnant teenagers and really orange people vacationing on a beach.
Right. Nikki. Let's tell them about you.
All right. Well, I am Nikki Cross. I am a Sagittarius. I am a mediocre golfer. I love to do arts and crafts. I kind of have my own little side hustle called Nick Snacks Crafts, where I make really cool things like etched glasses. Ooh. And capes for my my host Chris over here when we go out and, you know, take the show on the road and
da, 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 da.
You can see me, you know, around at local
places,
open mics. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
Yep. Where sometimes I'm a guest tambourinist, and with enough liquid encouragement, I can actually sing pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah.
Liquid encouragement, always preferred.
Tequila.
Tequila. You know, I know all the words to that song.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's my go-to karaoke song. That's
right.
And I even do the Pee Wee Herman dance with it also.
Right. I guess you'd be able to do his voice. I knew you were. What am I?
The secret word of the day is... Yes!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And this is why we vibe so well here. Because
right?
We're, you know, two halves of a whole idiot and weirdos of a feather flock together.
I like things. yes, indeed. And guys, we are so happy that you get to partake in the shenanigans. And yeah, so thank you again, guys. We really appreciate you. We appreciate everybody here. The band that we have today is what a great way to just start off.
We're setting the bar really high.
The bar is high.
Yes.
These guys are big, like big. They don't make, decisive stuff. They make stuff randomly.
It's not small and planned.
No, it's not small and planned. It's big and random.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What? Uh-oh.
It's uh-oh. What?
Yes. It's none other than the Big Random. Give it up for the Big Random. All right, guys. You are in for a treat. We have the best classic rock cover band in this area. You guys are going to be blown away. Some terrific drummer, musicians, and female vocals.
Vocalists.
My God.
We have this place packed. There's eight of them.
Packed. Like, it's probably violating some fire codes. But you know what? We don't care. We'll make it work.
But did you die?
Exactly. Exactly. So, again, guys, you are in for a treat. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you for just being a part of this whole wonderful experience. We hope that you follow us and partake in the shenanigans.
Yeah, share with a friend. And, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be huge. So huge. Absolutely the biggest show out there. Like, let me tell you, music will be great again. Absolutely. All the time. Okay. Anyways. Hi, I'm back. So again, guys, thank you. You're in for a treat. No further ado, or all the ado,
or a don't,
or don't, or Mountain Dew. I want Mountain Dew. Without further ado, we present to you the Big Random.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, and guys. This is what? Our very first episode. Can, yeah! Talk about
us!
I want that!
This is us.
This is us. And what,
can I get one of those?
What a better way to start this show with a big, big guest.
Anybody get it?
Anybody get it? Yeah? Anyways, this is, yeah. This is incredible, guys. I have here the one and only, the Big Random.
Yay! Yeah.
That's big.
Oh. I'm also joined here by my co-host, Nikki Cross. Nikki, say hi.
Hello, lovely folks. This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, and so this is the standard. We're going to try to cram as many people into the studio every week, but this is, you guys have broken a record off the bat. I know it's only the first episode, but like, it's a lot.
It's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, this is probably like a fire code being, oh yeah. Like,
we're not going to put that energy into the universe, Christopher.
No, we're not. No, this is very legal. yes, guys. So, yes, Big Random, the founder, right?
One of the co-founders. Yep.
Dave LaPointe here. Why don't you give us a little bit of a backstory, and then we'll go around and do some introductions here.
Okay, sure. Well, thank you so much, Christopher and Nikki, for having us be your first big guest on this broadcast. And so the Big Random came about 12 years ago, actually. It was four of us that came together, picked a name, the Big Random, basically from the movie The Big Chill. We were kind of in our, you know, midlifes, and we were coming back together to form a band. So we chose that, and then the random was because our music was very random. Everything from rock and roll to classic rock to, you know, pop to country to blues. And, and that went on for maybe 5-6 years. And then after that, the Big Random began to kind of morph into something bigger. So, you know, so I had taken a year off and then came back to the band with a different lineup. And then eventually we're here today. And this is the vision that I had from the very beginning, always wanting to include female singers, include keyboards, include multiple guitarists. And this is us, the big band here today. We're an eight-piece band. We have three power front women on vocals. In fact, we all sing, except Jean-Luc. We're going to get him to sing pretty soon. Yeah. But so everybody sings. Everybody has a personality and a genre of their music. So the music that they're singing is music they're passionate about, and it fits them. So it's kind of like watching, you know, seven different concerts in one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I think we're so unique in that way, that we're multi-talented, where, you know, our keyboardist, Sean Zahosky, plays guitar on certain songs. And it's been a great ride. You'll be meeting Rocket Ralph Gendron. We are actually the two original members and the remaining original members from the Big Random. So we've been together now going on 3 years, and we've pulled our song repertoire together. We've tightened it up, and this year we're just so excited to kick off our Anthem and Arena Rock tour. And we can talk about that later. But like I said, it's just a unique group. We're a family. We're friends. And I just think, you know, that we love to have people come to our shows out on the dance floor, dancing their hearts and singing their hearts out with us. And that's what happens when we play.
It's amazing how much talent you guys have gathered here. It's such an awesome group, you guys. And it's like the Avengers of
the That's an awesome costume.
That should be your new costume theme.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to be Thor.
Can I wear a hammer?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, guys, you got to check them out live. I mean, absolutely. Again, we're going to kind of see what we have, special talent we have here. So, thank you.
Unless you want to introduce my bandmates, my family.
Okay.
To do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's walk through.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with Dibs.
I am Amanda, one of the vocalists, lovingly again referred to as Dibs.
And I'm Danielle, married to the drummer. Friends with everybody here.
Yeah. I'm Maria, one of the singers. Been here about a little under a year.
But it feels like
It does.
I'm Greg, guitar player, sing a little bit.
He's shy.
I'm shy, a little bit of guitar, a little bit of keyboards.
There you go.
A little bit of
I'm Jean-Luc on bass.
Jean-Luc the point is.
And the other co-founder.
I'm Rocket Ralph.
Rocket Ralph.
Guitar player. Sometimes singer.
Dancer.
Dancer. And people sometimes confuse me with Rocket on Galaxy of the Universe, but you know,
yeah.
I just want to put that in there, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
That makes sense.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right, guys. Guys, thank you again for coming down to the studio and doing this. Let's start this off in a big way, Adam. What do you say?
All right, so here's one of our new tunes from our Anthem and Arena Rock Tour 2024.
Again, the only time ever people are going to get to hear acoustic.
Yes. We are unplugged.
Never say never.
Rocking to the dawn.
weird to sing something like that sitting down. Right?
Just like that. How you feel like, all right, stand the whole thing.
Woo.
Guys.
Wow. Yeah. I wasn't I wasn't kidding about having big talent. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys are really just such a force to be reckoned with. And, man, that arena tour sounds awesome.
Yeah, so we took some time off this fall to regroup and refresh after a long 2023 tour. And then we've been working the last month and a half on some new songs. And we've got 10 fresh new songs coming at you. And it's just that we all, you know, we do our part, you know, kind of like Bill Belichick said, you do your job, right?
Right.
And we all do. We do our homework, we come, we play, and we have fun. And we're having a lot of fun doing this. It's not work for any of us. So.
And then what's beautiful, too, is that fact that it's not just fun for you guys, but that also spills over to the people that are watching it.
Mm.
And they're having just as much fun as you guys. And, like, I've been to some of these shows, and I can't begin to tell you how many people are just tearing up the dance floor, just rocking. And you guys have, like your whole group, yeah, like a whole fan base.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that's going to be neat this year, too, because we've got a lot of new songs, so instead of them coming every single year listening to the same songs,
yeah,
it's going to be new for them and new for people seeing us for the first time. So we have a great tour lined up. But it's important that you mention that about the fans and people who come to our shows, because we take the energy from them.
Right.
So it's kind of we get that energy, especially after, you know, the 13th show. You know, we're tired. Yeah, we're tired. But that's what keeps us going and keeps us playing. And we put our hearts and souls into this show. We try to create an arena rock atmosphere, you know, with our backdrops and our lights and our, I love my smoke machines.
Smoke
machines. If only the operator, those could make it work.
Right. We're working on that. But we got new stuff coming this year, too. So it's kind of, you know, again, we're unique. And we're all local. The thing is that all of us are local. Although I think we're going to have Maria May tell you a little bit of a story about where she came from. It's like very interesting how she found the big random.
That's
yes.
True.
I would love to hear that.
So I started in the Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra, which was produced by my dad and Alan Ware, who were in a band when I was growing up. They've been a band since 2004, and I joined in 2007 when I graduated high school. That was like my first kind of out of high school. So I had been in the Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra for, I think when we were counting, it was about 15, 16 years I had been in the band. And we had, at our biggest, we probably had about 25 people on stage at one time, and we ended up with a good probably 15 people that for the last couple of years that we played was just like the core of, I really miss them. And we our last show was New Year's Eve of 2022, which these guys came to see the band and then figured out I moved to Winchendon.
And we're for real.
You had a month off. You're coming to join our band.
that was a smart move.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we're so glad to have her on, because what it has done is complimented
absolutely.
Dibson,
she
Danielle.
Maria
yeah.
is a fantastic.
Yeah. And what you'll see from this tour this year, that they sing both, women songs,
oh, yeah,
as well as men. So they're very, diverse.
Yeah,
so
we have no gender labels here.
That's
no.
True. It's whatever you write, because URO. So I followed URO so she was 16 years, so maybe 14 years. I followed.
Yeah.
What
did you say, the Stewart Street?
You were at the Stewart Street
in
Boston.
Yeah, which was probably about 2008.
Yeah, so I was following them. I've been to maybe 20 shows. I brought all my friends to see them. It was just fascinating to see them up on the stage. And I must admit a little bit that, you know, my vision kind of came from URO, because they, multiple singers, you know, big family, talented musicians. And they had a lot of different musicians playing. All of them were excellent. And so it just, you know, I brought it on a smaller scale, one-third. So it's all come together for me personally. You know, it just, this is what I envisioned. So I'm very excited for this year.
I know. The female vocals here are a powerhouse, an absolute powerhouse. Beautiful lady. It's such a great, it makes the rest of the band just feel full.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound and everything you guys are doing, it's just rocking.
Yeah, and then when the other four of us sing, the four guys, the backups are incredible.
Yeah.
So that's we never had that before. It was, you know, me singing ooh and ah, right? And that was it. That was the extent. But now we're at a different level where everybody is, you know, we do color, we do just voice and vocals during a practice. So it's really, it's really good.
Let's see. Do we want to do a song real quick? And then, Nikki, I'll have you sort of ask a question.
Let's do it.
All right.
So this one is also going to focus half of it on our fabulous male lead singer, Greg, who's besides Maria, he was the most recent addition too, because Sean was kind of back and forth. But we were, you know, excited to have Greg on with his electric guitar and his voice. So
I'm surprised that no one mentioned this today. Is Greg is a new angel?
Yeah.
Which is to come.
Catch that in.
Yeah. We'll get back to that.
All right. You ready for some Mississippi Queen? Right? All right. I'm just going to give you a kick.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Mississippi Queen.
Yes, you are. Okay. So, Nikki, you want to have at it? Okay, you got some questions for me?
Yeah. All right, so I guess anybody can answer this. If you could open a show for anybody, who would you guys like to open a show for?
Wow. We need a Jeopardy music.
Alive, dead, living.
I think any of like Stips or Journey, like any of that genre, I would love. Chicago.
Ario Speedwagon for me.
Yeah.
And I think
like
I'm
that.
A little bit more modern. I would probably say The Darkness.
I heard somebody say alive, living, or dead. I think it would be easier to open if they're alive.
Could you imagine?
Just saying.
This first guy just put just a stick. Oh, man.
ZZ Top.
I'm telling you, that would be just a killer festival right there. Just so you guys, like I said, you have a busy summer plan.
Yeah, we do. So we have, we're pretty much booked now, but we're excited to be teaming up with you and the greater, the Gardner Area League of Artists for the third annual Gala Art and Music Festival, May 17th to May 19th. And we put together a great lineup of music, all local artists. Friday night, we've got kicking off the show is Sweet Euphoria. Then we have Mark Frederick. Can't kill him. Drawing a blank on that one. We'll get back to that one. We have Jukebox Jake Goldstein playing. And then on Saturday is our big day because
Mark Frederick Fisher.
There we go.
Mark Fisher.
I know. I always want to call him Mark Frederick, but that's his middle name. Yes, Mark Frederick Fisher. But on Saturday is the big day for us because it starts off with Maggie Neff playing, opening up the day at noon, and then at 1 o'clock, 2 for the road. It's Jamie Gauthier and Jeff Merrifield, and then the Big Random is going to hit you with our 70s and 80s. I heard they're a great local band, and that'll be from 3 to 6. So we're gonna rock the Apple Farm. Oh, by the way, it's at the Apple Farm.
Yeah, shout out to our Apple Farm.
Yes, thank you for being such gracious host. And then on Sunday we close out. We're gonna have Kara and Val starting out, and Scott Savoy, and then followed by our closer, Amber Chase. So great. We got some new acts from last year. So we're hoping that everything comes together with weather-wise. And
I had a talk with the big guys. And he said, he's going to shut the rain off because it's the big rain.
It's the big rain, right. Yeah. So that kicks off our season, and then from there on, we're going to be doing a lot of different types of shows. May 25th is a women rock show at the 4th Annual Taste of Winchendon's, where our Powerfront women will be singing their songs, and the guys we get just to play our instruments. And then we're going to head over to PACC for Friday Night Bands on June 14th. Following week, we will be at the Nornay Park. Right? We've been playing Nornay Park for at least 12
years. The land of Rock and Ralph.
In Barry, yeah.
Not just Barry. Is it in Barry?
South Barry, Mass.
Marianne's in charge of it.
And Marianne, who's here in the studio with us, Mrs. Rocket.
Oh,
nepotism.
I didn't even think of that.
Right.
Sorry, Marianne.
You put together that whole
shebang
at the Barry, right?
She's been working on that.
Right.
Public park. Since its inception,
right? Yeah, bringing a lot of local music to South Barry, and we appreciate that because we love playing there. Rocket Ralph gets to pick the set list that we play, and then we're going to go to our debut at a new venue, Hollis Hills Farms in Fitchburg, on June 28th from 6 to 9. So that's a new big venue for us, and then from there, July 6th, we're at a private gig up in New Hampshire. for a 4th of July celebration. Then we go to another venue, brand new, Hubbardston, July 27th. And that is a 5 to 8 show.
Dave, we should call it the Big City Tour.
The Big City.
And South Barry and Hubbardston.
But the Big City will be coming at the end of August when we play and close out Monument Park and Gardner, like we have for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
But in August, we're playing for the National Night Out again on August 8th.
Yeah.
Our big show of the year, Winchenstock. 2024. That's on August 10th. The actual weekend of Woodstock 1969. So we dress up like we're in Woodstock. We play some music from Woodstock. We have another band joining us, Fistful of Karma, which is another local band. And then we have Maggie Neff playing again. Two for the Road acoustic act will be joining us again. So that's going to be an awesome event.
At that show.
Dave's here, man.
And if I can just add that that show is really important to us anyway, because we really like to give back. So that show annually is a fundraiser. We raise, I think, about $10,000 every year for the CAC and mentioned in.
We're over 25,000 for the shows. This is the fourth one that we've done. So,
And that location at the amphitheater there that was just recently built through grants for the community of Winchendon is.
It's a great venue. It's Town of Winchendon was fortunate to have that donated by the Robinson Broadhurst Foundation, and we had a great. That was our first show there last year. Mm-hmm. It went well. This year we've got additional vendors and food vendors, and people that are selling clothes, crafts.
Right.
So it's really growing leaps and bounds over the last 4 years. So we're excited about that. And you can go on our Facebook page, find the event, and click on it and get your tickets. You can get them online, or you can get them at the gate. So, we're excited about that. And then we're going to wrap up. We got a private show, and then we've got the Winchendon Fall Festival.
That Fall Festival,
mm-hmm.
Is massive.
Yes.
Massive. I can't fathom. I've been to few of them, and it's just a sea of people, but what's great too is there's a lot of vendors,
mm-hmm.
a lot of craftsmen, artisans, and the fact that you guys are in the middle of it all.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to, this is the 8th annual, we've done 7 as a band, and I used to do a project band and bring other musicians into the band. I don't have to do that anymore because I have my band, right? So that's October 12th,
okay.
And that's an afternoon 12 to 5. And again, we'll probably be appearing with Two for the Road. It has been with us the past few years, and there'll be some more of the lineup coming later. But that's a free event. Thousands of people attend that street. You can just barely walk through that.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Ooh, that'll be a studio first.
So I can't remember my own children's names or birthdays or anything like that, but he just rambled off that entire list without looking at absolutely anything.
I know.
Yeah.
How does he do that?
Yeah, there's no script, guys, so I don't know.
There must be a reason he doesn't hear when I talk.
Yes, that's it. Right.
Oh, it's a town.
Yes.
Guys, I'm telling you, and you know what I love too, the fact that when you have these bigger bands, you get a lot of personalities, you get a lot of headbutting, you have a husband and a wife that are here. So what I love is that you guys all get along so well. It's a bunch of laughs, that's a really cool aspect of your band.
Right.
The only headbutting that ever occurs, honestly, is between husbands.
It gets spicy sometimes.
Other than that, though, that's what you're right. I love about this band. It's a good fit. There's no egos. There's no big heads. There's no, I have to be the star. It's just fun.
Yeah, and we all agree on when we bring somebody on board to make sure that they're going to fit into the, to the board. And the chemistry is there. In fact, we want to shout out to you, for leading us to,
to Mr. Greg Brown.
Looking, for
Brown Band.
Yeah.
They cut an album or something back in the day.
Yeah.
So we're modest to say it.
Yeah. So everything is
long
local.
Time ago.
Yep. We are all, you know, like I said, friends and family.
Yeah.
And, we, you know, if it becomes to be work or too hard to do, you know, then we may have to do something differently. But right now, I don't mind setting up my kit. I've been doing it for 12 years. We set up all the equipment. We set up because we want the people to experience just a little slice of what it would be in the arena rock.
Right.
Because not everybody goes to the shows in the arenas anymore. They're smaller venues, but. So we work hard, we have fun, and we're glad that everybody else has fun.
And it works. Like, you guys have so many varieties of personalities here. You guys know really well. What I love the most, though, is Rocket Ralph is like the prankster. I would not have guessed. He's hilarious.
He is a little prankster, that Ralphie. We love Ralphie so much.
Rocket Ralph.
Rocket Ralph.
I just want to add one thing. David, a drummer, and I have to agree with his wife.
Danielle.
That was planned. But Dave is the hardest working drummer, musician I ever worked with. And I give him kudos beyond kudos. And it's an honor to play with everybody here.
You know, you talked about everybody doing their part. Somebody mentioned it. Like, Ralph has done the sound for the band, I think, since you guys started 14, 15 years ago. Dave, until this year, has done most of the set list. He has always done all of the scheduling. Maria has taken on, like, getting the vocals separated for everybody. You know, all I do is kind of host the house. We have the studio in the house. But everybody just has their part and their contribution. Works really well.
And you guys would definitely work really hard, and it shows on the shows, you know, shows. but it really does. Like, you guys are just fantastic.
Yeah, don't forget, Dibs is our band nurse. So
right.
She keeps us.
And I play a mean tambourine.
Right. She keeps us all healthy, tells us when we're ailing, what we need to do.
Right.
So, because bringing, you know, so bringing eight people, eight schedules together, you know, to practice and to play, to confirm gigs and to confirm rehearsals, and then we just had the big vote on the songs. So these 10 new songs that we learned were a consensus. We all voted, those 10 rose to the top, and that's what we're playing. We don't play something just because I like it or they like it, but it kind of comes out that way because these new songs, it fit each personality, so they've got those songs. So yeah, so it's just it's like a puzzle, and we put it together, and these seven people, including Jean-Luc, make my job so much easier.
Right.
You know, so I just do my part, and they do their part, and it all comes together. So it's just they make it really easy, and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I really do. Hey, you know what? I thank you guys for coming into the studio. This has been so much fun. Again, we got to do a photo shoot earlier.
Yep.
Hilarious! It was a bathtub involved. Wings. Oh
yeah,
my
wings,
god!
Wings.
It was hilarious.
Photos to come.
On your trail. But let's we'll go ahead and wrap it up. And before I let you go, I think we should do a big send off. You guys got one more song?
Yes, we do. But before we do that, we would like to present you and Nikki with an officially autographed pair of TBR drumsticks for the office, unused. And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were looking forward to this for a while now, and Chris told me all about his new venture. And it's a class act up there right now. You know, so we're very happy to be here.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, guys. This is so awesome. Oh, you have to get like a shadow box case for this.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Absolutely rock. And guys, if you haven't check them out, come check them out, and I'm telling you, it's a great fun time. So let's give it up again for the big round of applause.
Let's go to dinner.
Let's go get some food. That's been another episode of the Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.